Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The state Supreme Court has thrown out more than 11,000 drug convictions because of the actions of a state chemist at a state drug lab in Western Mass. But some defense lawyers want even more convictions overturned. WBUR's David Boeri has the latest.
The vacated convictions all involved drug cases where evidence had been tested by Sonia Farrick.
The burden of an unjust criminal conviction has been lifted off the shoulders of thousands of people, people who can now apply for jobs and housing and move forward with their lives.
Public defender Rebecca Jacobstein calls it a good day for justice, another step in repairing the carnage of a 9-year catastrophe unleashed by a chemist who stole, tampered with, smoked, snorted, and swallowed illegal drugs she was supposed to be identifying.
This is a chemist who was the only person in drug cases who could attest to the chemical composition of the substances in question.
Removing the convictions is enormously important, says defense attorney Luke Ryan. He's the one who discovered the full breadth and scope of Farrick's drug use, despite what one judge called the misconduct of two prosecutors of the state attorney general's office who withheld evidence. Attorney Matt Siegel of the ACLU.
One thing that we've learned is that righting the wrongs of these scandals isn't just about good science. It's also about good law.
The state attorney general and the state's district attorneys have agreed to vacate all but a few of the convictions obtained with evidence that was certified by Farrick. But they have not agreed to vacate convictions signed by Farrick's fellow chemists in the same lab, because Farrick is known to have tampered with drug evidence assigned to her fellow chemists. The ACLU and the Committee for Public Counsel Services want every conviction in the Amherst lab thrown out. That could mean thousands more. And then there's the Office of the Attorney General. Again, ACLU attorney Matt Siegel.
There's now undisputed misconduct in this case by the Attorney General's office. There hasn't been any remedy yet for that misconduct, and that's one of the reasons why we're going to press on.
Counting the justice's order, there have now been more than 30,000 convictions overturned because of Farrick and the notorious other state chemist, Annie Dukan. The two actually worked together briefly for a year in the state lab in Jamaica Plain, and defense attorney Luke Ryan suggests Farrick may have tainted still another 2,000 to 3,000 cases there. As for the twin scandals, the hits keep coming. I'm David Boeri.